That's me, 11:05, flying solo today, trying to scrape off the rust. I have a guest in the studio, Jacques Lamar. Well, say hello and greet
hello.
Us. And you are the writer of
Love and Spumoni, which is running now at the Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury.
Now, are you a repeat guest at this desk from this week?
No, this is my first time, but I think there were some other folks from the show might have been on earlier.
The whole gang, I think, was on with Tom Shute yesterday morning, and he said, oh, this is a repeat, but you weren't here, so this is like new to the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so tell us a little about you. You're the writer of the play Love and Spumoni, playing at Seven Angels Theater. You have a matinee this afternoon and tonight.
Correct.
And tell us about you, Jacques.
Well, I'm a Hartford area-based playwright, so I'm right here in Connecticut. This is my third show, actually, at Seven Angels Theater. Yep. They did my play, I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti, and a play that I wrote called Born Fat, which is about a Waterbury native, Elizabeth Petrichone. So this is my second Waterbury centered story that's going to be at Seven Angels Theater.
And what is the skill set for those out in the audience to write a play?
Well, of course, you got to start with you have a good story. Like those two previous plays that have been at Seven Angels, this one is based on a memoir by a woman who grew up in Waterbury. It's all set in Waterbury. And so we were starting with a great story. And for me, the thing is, how do I condense it and make it into a play that is funny and touching and what have you? So I've written quite a few plays, but I think I keep getting better at it. So anyone can write a play, but I
really?
Anyone can write a play, but not everyone can get it produced. I think the first thing is to read plays and to go see a lot of plays to see what goes into making a good one.
And before I ask you more questions, why should people come and see Love and Spumoni, which runs through, I think, the end of February?
It runs through February 23rd. I think the first thing is, it's a Waterbury story. So your listeners who are in Greater Waterbury, I think, would find a lot of it very resonant, especially if they were around during the 80s. But I think the cast is really exceptional. Two of them are Waterbury natives, and both stellar, as well as one who grew up in Bloomfield. So I think being able to support a Connecticut playwright and Connecticut actors, Connecticut director, is a really nice opportunity. And then, of course, I think people are going to have a lot of fun seeing it.
If people would like to call in 203-757-1320, talk to Jacques and see what you think about this. I got a note from Tom Shute, and he said it was a very, very funny show last night. And
I'm glad he enjoyed it.
Joanne Greco-Rockman from the Republican American, very good reviewer and very busy with the newspaper.
Yep.
She also said that you're really good at making people laugh. Where do you think that comes from? From your parents or your experiences?
My parents are actually in Waterbury right now, down from New Hampshire, so I should say it comes from them because they may be listening. My dad definitely has a great sense of humor. My sense of humor sometimes can veer towards the twisted, but I think this show is not twisted. I think it's very fun. I think there's so much that people can relate to in it, but. I don't know where the funny comes from. I just have a good sense for it, and I love making people laugh. And this show has been making people laugh, which is really great.
203-757-1320 if you'd like to talk about maybe you saw the show last night, I think it started Thursday night.
Yep.
Love and Spumoni. This is Jacques Lamar, who's with us. Why did you pick Seven Angels for this show?
There wasn't even a question of where this would be when I got the book. Just in short, my sister met the author, Mary Lou Pyland, and my sister lives on Martha's Vineyard. Mary Lou lives on Martha's Vineyard. And they were sharing a table at a craft fair. And Mary Lou was selling her book, which is called For the Love of Spumoni. And my sister, she gave my sister a copy of the book. And my sister contacted her and said, my brother should turn this into a play. And I told my sister she was a jerk for creating that expectation. And then Mary Lou sent me the copy of the book. And Mary Lou is from Waterbury, and I opened the book, and like on page two, it says Waterbury 1984, and the entire story is set in Waterbury. So there wasn't any question in my mind that if I were to write the play, it was going to be written for Seven Angels. And Joanne came up to me, Joanne Rockman came up to me the night of the first performance.
She's like, the reviewer from the Republican American.
Yes, yes. And she said, you know, I don't know. There's so many Waterbury references. Are people going to, you know, is the show going to be able to play outside of Waterbury? And I said, I wrote it for Waterbury. You know, Samina De Laurentiis, who founded Seven Angels and is the artistic director. You know, I contacted her and I said, I've got this thing that I want to write as a play, and I would be, you know, delighted if you would consider it. And she said, you know, I'm very interested, but you don't actually have a play. You just have a desire to write a play. I said, so I wrote 10 pages of it and sent it to her. And she's like, sure. So she accepted it on faith that I would be able to deliver something. And,
do you have to pay your way in, or does she pay you?
The way that it works is you get a royalty. So I get a percentage of ticket sales.
Cool.
So if she sells no tickets,
you're
I make
screwed.
No money. Well, all I've lost is time and effort. But, you know, she's got a subscriber base of audiences who are very devoted to her work. And so I knew at a minimum there would be an audience for this show. But I have a feeling, based on the response from audiences the first two nights, that it's going to be a great word of mouth.
Jacques Lamar is here. You want to make a live phone call, don't wait, because I'm only going to keep him a little bit till we go back to the music. You're on Special Edition Saturday. Sarah will be back next week, 203-757-1320. Do you have a real job, Jacques?
I do have a real job, because being a playwright does not pay.
Yet.
So I work for a small marketing and events agency in West Hartford called Buzz Engine. And I've been there for almost 4 years now, but I was with Hartford Stage and Theater Works and Yale Rep, as well as the Mark Twain House Museum. So I've worked in marketing for the arts and museums for the majority of my career. So it's been nice to be able to work in nonprofit fields, but also have a close proximity to theater, which I obviously love.
Wow. So you have an idea. You could break you have a job in the industry and you're writing plays, so you could break. Where would you hope that this show would go next?
You know, it's interesting because I did not write it with a sense of, oh, this is going to have a life beyond this. But Marissa Perry, who plays young Mary Lou in this, came up. She's like, this show is going to have a future. And so I think I may have to tone down some of the many Waterbury references to jokes that people outside of Waterbury will understand. But you know, once a show's had a run, and if we have good reviews, knock on wood, you know, I'll try and push it to some other theaters.
So do you have it on a word processor so you can retweak it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I know that was probably a dumb question, but I love hearing about
how people work. There is a software called Final Draft that allows you to format what you're writing into a play, so you don't have to sit there and do all the tabs and returns and whatnot. So I usually work in Final Draft, and so I'll go in and fix it and then start asking theaters that have done some of my other work. Like, for example, I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti started at Theater Works in Hartford. It was also done here in Waterbury. But I just got an inquiry from a theater in Virginia that wants to do it.
Cool. Will they pay your expenses to go on down and help them?
No. Theaters are are so cheap.
You could tell a commercial real estate broker. Will you pay me?
Yeah. No, I really tried to go to every theater that was doing my work. And then it all started to fall apart when one of my plays, well, Spaghetti was done at the Little Theater of the Rockies out in Colorado, and Raging Skillet was done down in St. Louis. And I thought, you know, if I keep spending the money to fly to places, I'm going to be losing money on the proposition. So,
well, I think your plays could take off. You have a good, I love the way you're speaking, and I think you just got to keep swinging until one hits, and maybe this is the one. Why don't you talk a little bit about the group, because there's some mighty fine actors in Love and Spumoni.
Oh, I'm so thrilled with the cast. Starting with Dante Jean-Fili, who, I don't know if it's Felix or Fili. Fili would be very French-sounding, but... he was raised in Bloomfield, went to school in West Hartford, and he's a terrific young actor and super lively on stage and really fun. The two females, one, they're both playing Mary Lou, one as what we're saying, mature Mary Lou, and then teen Mary Lou, and both of them are Waterbury natives who have had tremendous success in theater. And Maria Barada had starred in I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti at Seven Angels. And when they were auditioning people in New York, she hadn't heard about the audition. And we weren't very excited about a lot of the choices that we had for that part. And I said, why don't we ask Maria back? And she read the script. She really loved it. She, like me, has a day job. So, but for me, you know, I can write nights and weekends, yes, or what have you, but she actually has to take time off from her job. And fortunately, her boss gave her the time off. So she came back to Waterbury, where her parents still live. And then Marissa, I told the director, Sasha Brott, I said, he's like, well, what are you looking for in this part? And I said, someone who's like Tracy Turnblad. If you've ever seen Hairspray, the character of Tracy Turnblad is very plucky and determined and, really won't let obstacles stand in her way. And it turns out Marissa, who's, again, from Waterbury, her family's here, she played Tracy Turnblad on Broadway in Hairspray the musical and played the part on the tour, on national tour. So it's like, I could not ask for a better person or better people for these parts. They're all amazing.
Jacques Lamarre is our guest. Last chance for calls, 203-757-1320. We'll play a couple of commercials and keep him here a little while longer if you want to call about the show. I have to say, my wife Sandy was listening to an interview with, I think, the gal that wrote the book with Tom Shute one day last week or the week before.
Yep.
And
Mary
Sandy
Lou Pyland
said that the interview was so compelling that it made her want to go see the show. So remind everybody, this is a Waterbury show. You ought to get out there and support Seven Angels Theater. Before I go to commercial break, tell us a little bit about where the auditions were held and who picked the actors, and did you have to go to those as well as the writer of the play?
Auditions happen when you audition for what are equity actors, they're union actors. You usually have to hold them in the market where the show is happening, but also New York City. And so they did auditions in New York, and I was invited to go, but because of my day job, I was not able to. And the director goes down, and I was being sent some videos of people that he liked, and they give them what are called sides, which are pages from the script to perform. So it's interesting because they auditioned. Because of the auditions, they found Dante. Because of the auditions, I knew that I wasn't excited about some of the women who had tried out to be Mary Lou at a mature age. And so even though she didn't audition, I said, I really feel like Maria Barada should play the part. And she's been terrific. And then Marissa had auditioned.
So let me stop you. That was writer's sense of what you needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because the thing is, a director and the actors are basically trying to interpret what's been in my brain. And because this is a world premiere, they don't have previous productions to go off of and say, oh, this is what you were thinking. And so actually, Marissa was not the one we initially cast in the part of Teen Mary Lou. we had an actor up from New York, but then we had the opportunity to bring Marissa in, and she just has been hitting it out of the park. So it's and that was a decision by the director. And so, you know, some of it is me, some of it is him. Samina gets involved to a certain degree as well because it's her theater.
It's a team effort.
Yeah. All right,
so before we go to commercial break, let's tell people what when the next few shows are and what the schedule is.
Well, I know we have a show today at 2 p.m.
2 o'clock, Hamilton Park.
And then 8 o'clock. And then tomorrow, I believe there's a matinee at 2.
Awesome.
And I believe the show runs Tuesday or Wednesday night through Sunday. So you can find out more at 7angelstheater.org.
Oh, you got through that question really
yes.
good, Josh.
Thank you.
All right, last chance for calls, 203-757-1320. We'll be back in just a moment. Back to Jax Lamar, who is the writer of Love and Spumoni. What else comes to mind after this compelling interview?
What else comes to mind?
On you.
On me?
Yeah.
In terms of?
Of whatever, you know, other compelling reasons people should come to the show.
Oh,
actors.
Oh. The actors are terrific.
The special bartender, the big giant guy. Mr. Donahue, I heard he's an attraction. Have you met him yet?
No.
Is
he at the Seven Angels?
Yes,
he's a bartender there?
Yes. Well, he's actually a fabulous actor that during your show some nights he's masquerading as a bartender on your behalf.
Not on stage.
Believe me, he could fill in.
I will have to make sure I meet him. You know, I'm no stranger to the bar, so I will make sure I check him out. You know, I think any opportunity, even if, you know, whether or not it's my play, any opportunity to support what Samina De Laurentiis is doing over at Seven Angels is a great opportunity to support local arts, local theater. You know, they're the only regional equity house in Waterbury. You know, you got great things coming into the Palace Theater, but a lot of those are touring shows, whereas, you know, Seven Angels is here, you know, she puts on such great entertaining stuff. So
she's one in a million.
She is. And I really appreciate everyone who, whether or not it's my show, you know, have supported her theater, because it's a great little endeavor over there.
And Jax Lamar, do you have some sort of Facebook page or website or place that people could ask you to write a play for them or something?
Sure,
along those lines?
I don't want to write any more with Italian food in the title, but they can visit my website, which is JaxLamarPlaywright.com. My name is spelled JaxLamarre playwright.com.
Yeah, that is really excellent. I'm sad to say that your time is up.
Oh, boo. I was having such a good time.
Yeah, I hope you tell your limo driver to warm up the limo.
Okay.
And you can head out. And thank you so much for coming on Special
Edition
Saturday.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent guest.